little bit of a halachic review based on the class we had yesterday about the shaving. Okay, so this article is 7 years old, but there isn't anything much more updated from there, as you'll see. So, first couple paragraphs will be a little bit of a review of what we did yesterday, but I'm sure everyone can use a little bit of review. And then I can, if you want, I can forward this to all of you.
Yep.
Maybe let me just name the document now. Let me just name it. So I'm not going. Hello. Oh, he sleeps. Okay. All right, so let's go. The Torah states, Lo sakifu pa'as roshechem lo sashchi says pa'as konecha. Do not round the corners of one's head and not destroy the corners of one's beard. The Torah continues. Remember, this is a second pasuk. Upa'as sekonam lo yilechu, and the corner of one's beard they shall not shave. So what are the actions of forbidden facial hair removal? The Mishnah Makos that we learned discusses which methods of removing facial hair are forbidden. Hakafa, rounding, refers to the complete removal of hair from the temple area. Whereas the terms giluach, shaving, and hashkacha, destroying, refer to the forbidden forms of removing one's beard. The Mishnah does not offer a practical explanation of these actions. Do these terms refer to the cutting of hair using different types of shaving implements? Or do these actions refer to different degrees of hair removal using the same shaving implement? There is much discussion amongst these concepts amongst the halachic authorities, yet the consensus of opinions is that these forbidden violations of giluach, hakof, and hashchos are achieved by using shaving implements that have different cutting abilities to cut one's facial hair. The shaving implements that are discussed in the Shulchan Aruch are, number one, misparayim, scissors, a dual-edged cutting instrument whose blades work in unison to remove hair growth. Scissors generally do not have the ability to cut the hair close to the skin. Ta'ar, the razor, sharp, straight-edged blade that is an extremely efficient means of hair removal. Number three, misparayim ke'en ta'ar, a scissor or scissor-like instrument that delivers a closer cut, which is similar but not as effective as a tar, as a razor. Okay, so you got the three different categories? Okay. As mentioned earlier, there are varied opinions amongst the poskim as to which shaving instruments are permitted to be used to cut a particular area of hair growth. Putting the merits of having or keeping long payas aside, I'm not talking about that, the shaving of the temple area, halakha authorities are generally in agreement that scissors, because they do not give a close cut, would be permissible use for the payas area, would not qualify for a violation of a kavas arosh. For the temple area, scissor fine. Cutting one's payas with a razor is forbidden. So that's clearly, right? Therefore, cutting taking a razor cut haircut in the payas area would constitute a violation of hakafa. So if the barber takes the blade and just goes like that, for sure that's bad. Misparayim ke'en tar, scissors like a razor. For example, a pair of clippers. Right? Because that is, the Shulchan says, we should take a stringent rather than lenient position with scissor-like instruments. Therefore, scissors would be the only permissible shaving instrument to trim the temple area. Okay? So if you took an electric shaver on the temple area, would not be allowed. Any kind. Okay, that's for that. So therefore, we just leave them. When the barber cuts your hair, he uses the type of clipper that leaves the hair.
Right.
Yeah. You can make it less hair, not have to be wild out, but you got to leave it. Okay.
Now, so is that allowed or not allowed?
What?
The razor that the barbers use, it's electric, but...
So they can leave.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when they cut your hair, they don't cut your whole hair off.
Like a two or three or four,
so
yeah.
As long as you're leaving hair, it could be
trim
thin.
It's like a trim.
But it's trimmed. That's okay, because they're not removing the hair from the skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but if you're removing the hair from the skin, right, so now you got a problem. So therefore, you got to keep it... Right, that's the bone. You can feel the bone. That's right about the, or here, let's, right by the lobe, the bone, there's a bone right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
the cheek. Yeah, yeah.
But you can feel it.
Feel it.
Right? That area from here to here, right?
The top of the temple.
Right? Just as we showed you again. Let me show the other picture. Where is it?
Ellie the Barber, he's got a whole book on it.
He what?
Is he? Barber. Really?
If you ever go to his barber
shop. It's good.
You better be.
And I'm not bad.
People
no, I think enough from people too. And they ask
yeah, but I mean,
there it is. That's the area. That area that goes down till the lobe, till the upper lobe. Right? You could feel, could.
Yeah.
You could feel it over there. Right? This whole area, you cannot do. Okay, fine. Now, let's go back. Okay, the issue of shaving the beard area is more involved since we have two actions working in concert. Giluach, cutting, and hashchasa, destroying. What is meant by the term hashchasa, destroying the hair? According to the Chacham Adam, hashchasa is defined as the process of removing the entire facial hair below the skin. Obviously, plucking out a hair removes the hair below the skin. Can below-the-skin hair removal be achieved with a straight-edged razor blade? The hair shaft grows under the skin as well as above the skin. When one shaves with a razor, the skin is pulled taut, actually exposing the hair growing below the skin. The razor runs against the hair grain in the opposite direction of the pulled skin, lopping off the exposed hair. When the taut skin relaxes, the hair is actually cut below the skin. This is the definition of giluach. Hashchasa is simply any normal method of shaving. Okay? So therefore, alternative effective methods of beard removal, electrolysis, depilatory, or tweezers would definitely qualify for hashchasa, but not qualify as a means of shaving. Giluach. So you see what's going on. You've got giluach, where you're cutting it below the hair, right? That's what he's saying overall. He's saying hashchasa. Hashchasa is moving it below. Giluach is this cutting process. So therefore, they would be halachically permissible because they're not means of shaving. Plucking with the tweezers is not called shaving, right? You have shaving and removing below the hair level. So you have to have both, all right? On the other hand, scissors qualify as a normal means of shaving since you can cut a beard to a stubble. When using this method, the other criteria of shasa would not be fulfilled. So if the scissors is shaving, but doesn't go beneath and under the skin. Scissors, therefore, would be a halachically permissible method to shave one's beard, providing that the blade nearer to the skin is not sharp enough to cut by itself. You see, it's the two together they're cutting, but not alone. Based on the above, the razor blade is the classic example of shaving instrument that the Torah forbids. The Gemara definitely states that this position clearly that shaving is forbidden with a dover shahu mashchis v'zotar, something that can destroy, which is a razor. According to all halacha authorities, the razor fulfills both conditions, prohibitions of giluach and hashchasa, and is forbidden to be used. Seemingly, any shaving implement that effectively cuts hair below the skin would also be categorized as a tar. Shaving and below the skin. That's the critical component. Regardless of whether the shaving implant is single or double-edged, as long as the hair is cut below the skin, one would violate both actions of giluach and hashchasa. You have to have something that is normally used for shaving and shaves below the skin. Any shaving instrument given a less effective cut, where the hair is not cut below the skin, but even with the skin, would be categorized as misparayim ke'ein tar, cut. The scissors like a razor, but not a razor, which would be okay. In summary, the three levels of giluach are misparayim, scissors, that cuts above the skin. A shaving process does not qualify for hashchasa beard, does not destroy the beard. Misparayim ke'ein tar, scissors like a razor, that cut at skin level, which would also not qualify as hashchasa because you're not plucking beneath the skin level. Ta'ar, the razor that cuts below the skin, creating giluach and hashchasa, the Torah's forbidden combination of hair removal. So it's got to be beneath the skin and the way of hair cutting. Okay? So now, here's the question. How would the electric shaver fare in the kosher shaving arena? The electric shaver is a relatively recent introduction to the shaving scene. Prior to the shaver, the only practical method of kosher beard removal was the use of shaving powder. The powder was mixed with water, made a very offensive smelling paste that was spread on one's face and ate away the person's facial hair. Want to be careful to remove the paste in haste so that only facial and not facial skin will be removed.
That's what they used to use.
Even ladies still do it today.
Yeah, with leg hair.
Right? Same thing. You got to take it off fast. It's depilatory. The electric shaver seems to be a welcome technical halachic introduction, although shaving in general has not been without controversy. I don't want to go there. However, those halachic authorities that permitted shaving with electric shaver did so because it seemed to fulfill all halachic requirements. The shaver is made up of a vibrating head and screen, with the beard hair passing between the cutting edges of the screen and the vibrating head. The hair is cut off in a scissor-like fashion between head and screen. The shave was closer than manual scissors, since the shaver cut the beard close to the skin. It never effectively gave a smooth shave because they were not as powerful as they are today. In other words, whenever they came out in the 40s, the 50s, whenever they came out, that was okay because they weren't that good. As shavers get more sophisticated, they also get more halachically challenging. With some models, the stronger motors made the head vibrate faster and cut the beard closer. The lift and cut shaving systems that evolved from the older Norelco triple head system claimed they could shave as close as a razor. As the skin was held taut, the shaver alleged to cut the beard below the skin like a razor. Although shaving professionals will admit that the close of one's shave depends upon a person's beard condition and texture, realistically, the system works better in theory than in practice. So then that's the question, is it actually doing it? So now, this is really the only position that everybody subscribes to, which makes it still challenging. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zal was of the opinion that the Gemara's statement of Ezel Giluach Sheish Varshchas Haviomer Zeh Tar, what is a cutting that's destruction is a razor, is the Torah's forbidden form of Ashchas and Giluach. Rav Moshe holds when it says the razor blade, any other method of Giluach Ashchas and Giluach would be permitted. He says any other method would be allowed. The Torah, he says the Gemara is the Gemara. Based on this fundamental understanding of the Gemara, electric shavers will be permitted even if the shaver removes facial hair beneath the skin, since the shaver works in a scissor-like and not razor-like action. But that was Rav Moshe writing that in the probably 60s. So things have changed a little bit, and he died in 86. So even then, so he's already been gone for over 30 years, and things have markedly changed. However, due to the increased sharpness of the blades of the rotating heads, it's conceivable the blades could cut the beard hairs off before the combined cutting of blade and screen. Do you understand what he's saying now? He's saying the blades are so sharp that even the fact that even if, let's say, the thing was off and you would just put it against your skin like that, it would cut it even then without the scissors-like thing because they're that sharp. Therefore, even according to the posting that permit electric shavers, this shaver would be problematic because it would be cutting like a razor, which is usher. Now, the question, can one practically determine whether the shaver in question is a kosher model? In other words, the problem is like this. Is the blade in the electric shaver in and of itself, without the rotating motion, able to cut the facial hair below the skin or not? Do you understand? That becomes the issue. So if Moshe Feinstein, who permitted these electric shavers, used a criteria similar to a shochet, who would demonstrate how sharp his shechita knife was. He said, we have already a system, the Talmud says, well, how does a shochet know if the knife is sharp enough? So what would he do? To show the sharp edge of his knife, a shochet would take a hair from his beard, and holding the hair on one hand, the shochet would see whether the knife cut the dangling hair. If the hair was severed, the shochet steel passed the test. Would you have a piece of hair, and you're running the thing by, does it cut it? So in a similar fashion, Ramosha would often test the sharpness of electric shaver's blades. He would take a beard hair and test the blades. The shaver would be acceptable if the hair was held taut and was not split in half. In other words, you hold the hair and not take the blade out of the razor, whatever, take it and just run it along. Now, don't push against it, just run it along. Okay? If it cut it, then it meant it was not a kosher shaver. Okay? So now what's going to happen is, so what happens now if you do it and it cuts? So now you got a problem. The only practical suggestion can be given to one whose shaver failed this test is to dull the blades. This can be done by taking a key or some other hard, flat instrument and running it along the sharp edge of the blade. Obviously, the shaver will not work as well. Nevertheless, it's still effective and will transform a previously questionable shaver to one that is applicable by the poskim who permit the use of shavers.
When you use an electric shaver,
what?
Those who want to cut to the skin, to cut to the skin, basically.
That's but not below. But not below. That's the issue. Yeah. But they've got some really good things. So
when you use an electric shaver, do you still have to be careful of certain areas of the face? Other than this?
Area? Yes, that's the whole thing. The 5 points, right?
Even if you use a kosher electric shaver, I'm saying.
Yep. Yeah, let's go over. Remember, these are the three different opinions of the 5 points. So that's the area that's a problem. And since we have to be machmer in all three areas, that's all over the place.
Yeah.
So therefore, the electric shaver per se may not be the one that would be good for you. So now, let's see if I can find, there was another interesting...
Why does it sound like it's okay as long as the shaver is dull, but it's not okay?
Because if it's dull, then it's not... No, if it's not cutting below the skin level, then you're fine.
It does what a razor does.
Then you're not cutting below. Yeah. You have to be careful when you go online. Don't ever poskin shilohs online. Because you got these secular places that, you know, maintain, they have halacha. And it's mamish terrible. So you have to be really careful. Here's another interesting article. And you have to be careful. There's websites. It says kosher shavers. But then when you look at the website, it doesn't say under the authority of Rabbi so-and-so. It just says kosher shaver. Okay, here's another interesting...
There's a list of which shavers are kosher.
Nope.
It doesn't start getting up there?
Nope.
The ones that don't have a list?
Nope. What I gave you was the star K. Okay. Let's take this and read this. Copy. Let's just add it. Okay, this is from Rav Belsky, who passed away a couple years ago. He was the main halachic authority for the OU. So may electric shavers be used to shave one's beard? So this is from Rav Belsky. The use of electric shavers has been a subject of much debate amongst the poskim. There are many Gedolei poskim, past and present, who have declared that shavers are prohibited in the same manner as razors. The reason for this view is the Torah does not prohibit a particular shaving device, rather prohibits the act of shaving and destroying the hair. Chazal determined that a razor counts as both giluach and hashkasa, and therefore cannot be used. The shaving machine used nowadays accomplishes both giluach and hashkasa, and could be usher, etc. That's one opinion. The other view amongst the poskim maintains that only the giluach and hashkasa of a razor is prohibited by the Torah. They understand that Chazal identified the razor as the only tool to which the prohibition applies. According to this view, there's a fundamental... Can you read this?
Yeah.
Is it too small? According to this view, there's a fundamental difference between a razor and scissors in the way the hair is cut. A razor cuts the hair directly due to the sharpness of the blade. Scissors operate in an entirely different manner, squeezing the hair between the two opposing blades. The hair is cut by virtue of the pressure applied to it and not due to the sharpness of the blade. Consequently, the poskim will allow the use of shavers to maintain that scissors may be used even if the resulting trim is exactly the same as that of a razor. Most shavers consist of a set of tiny opposing blades or surfaces that cut the hair in the manner of scissors. According to a second viewpoint, nearly all shavers are permissible under the rule of misparayim, scissors, keintar, like a razor. Shulchan Aruch adheres to the second view and permits shaving with any scissor-like device, even if it results in a shave which is similar to that of a razor. United States, as well as other places, the view that prevailed was that of a Feinstein, who also differentiated between the cutting action of scissors and that of a razor, thus permitting the use of most electric shavers. Okay, then he says the next one will tell us the problematic shavers, and that's going to be the lift and cut. which we now have to go and find the other one, which I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it here.
Gillette? Yeah, well, anyway. Electric shavers, they do that. They lift
so,
the hair.
So that really is...
Remove the lift part.
It's 1 second. Let's just go here and find the other one. Yeah. So
I use a razor. I'm definitely off.
Hello.
Don't get about it.
Where is this? That's 1 second. Let's find the other one. I was spending about 2 hours yesterday looking for all this. 1 second. So there's one more. Let's see, is this the one I want? No, that's not the one I want. Let's try one more. Hello. Okay, I'm not gonna find it.
It's actually a site.
No, but that site is no longer in use. There was a site called Kosher Shavers, right. And it basically said they're all not good.
Well,
so no, but then that's
you can
how to fix it.
If you have the URL, go to the Wayback Machine, which will has a repository of.
Aha! Here we go.
It's a way of checking when people.
So. Okay, here it is. It's too small. Let me copy it.
No, I'm just saying that if it existed, the Wayback Machine will have a copy of it on the site.
It said none of them were good.
None of them were good, yes.
Okay, let's just put this in here now.
At the same time, it's saying don't shave.
Okay, now this is the second part. In the previous halacha, Yom Yisrael mentioned the stringency of Truma Sadesh, and it's forbidden the use of a pair of scissors if the lower blade is sharp enough to cut the hair by itself or to be used as a razor. The Rama accepts this stringency. Thus, if we were to find a shaver where the surface that touches the skin is so sharp that it's capable of cutting the hairs in the manner of a razor, it would be forbidden to use the shaver according to Truma Sadesh. This would be true even if the actual cutting is accomplished by movement of blades along the inside and the surface of the manner of scissors. Rebelsky ruled that since rotary blade shavers and straight vibrating blade shavers do not contain any razor sharp pieces and operate strictly on a scissor principle that satisfy the requirements of Truma Sadesh and are thus permitted to be used. On the other hand, micro screen shavers may be problematic since some companies claim that the screen itself is razor sharp. It's the screen itself, and the surface of the screen is against the skin. With an internal blade pressing the hairs against the sharp edge of the screen's perforations. This prevents a formidable problem, even according to Truma Sadesh. Even according to those who argue with this stringency, the micro screen is sharp enough that hairs could be cut by simply sliding along the skin. It might be classed as a full-fledged razor. Ralevelsky felt that companies' claims to the razor sharpness of micro screens are unsubstantiated. He concludes, nevertheless, one who is reasonably cautious might still want to refrain from using micro screen shavers because of the company's claims. Concerning the lift and cut shavers, Rebelsky writes, the lift and cut shaver presents more of a problem. Based on the company's description, these shavers possess an internal double blade, the first of which catches the hair and then pulls it beyond the screen and into the shaver. The second blade is then able to cut the hair by itself without the use of the screen, which is not a scissor action. But it might be forbidden to shave with such devices, even according to Shulchan Aruch, and certainly according to Truma Sadesh, etc. Based on the complexities above, Rebelsky felt that one should have his shaver approved by Kabbalah Lechthor to make sure it's a kosher shaver. Yeah. So therefore, I've gone to a million sites, and they all are telling you, we're not going to tell you in general. However, there's one other thing. I hope I can find it here. And it might not be here. There it is. And is it going to find it? No. 1 minute. Let's try sent. So there's one that was in my computer. Here it is. I hope it's gonna.
You should resend it to yourself on the new subject line so you can find it again in the future.
Okay, I'm gonna have to. So there is a brand of it looks like a shaver, but it's made in a way that it doesn't go as close as a shaver, but I have it on my other computer. But 1 second, is it there? No. That's no more from details. No. Okay, so I will. There's only one. Now, so generally the brawn ones worked better. But again, there's different levels of those. So, Bekitzer, you've got to make sure that you don't have such a good razor, not such a good shaver. You know? And this place, that the website that now exists anymore, you could send them their blades and they would mess it up for you. So it wouldn't work as well.
There's two rings. There's the ring that lifts.
Okay, so there's two rings. This is the lift and cut. Yeah. So there's two rings. Yeah,
so you take the tweezers, the middle ring, and it doesn't pull it anymore.
So you take out the middle ring, it doesn't pull, it doesn't lift it up.
It's just a cut.
Okay. So that's the option. Or again, you take your razor and do the hair test. Right? Just take a hair and see if, just run along, does it cut it on its own? And if it doesn't cut it on its own, if it does, you have to dull the blade. Just remind me, I have on my main computer, so the Starkey did mention one specific, there's a new kind, not like a regular electric shaver, but it looks like a blade shaver, but doesn't work as a blade shaver. And that one, they said, was good. So if you remind me and I get home, I'll send out what that one is. So that one is for sure. No Posake wants to just say this brand, this brand, this brand. They just don't do it. So you have to really check each one to see if yours is too close. Then it's no good. And if it's not,
I use an electric shaver to just to trim.
Now, so Gabe, if you're doing the bottom, if you have a beard,
I have a beard,
then you don't have to worry.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't looked into this myself, because I've had a beard since before I got married.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're
no, but it's coming up here already.
Yeah. You're not on the spot. You're on the cheeks.
It's pretty high.
So your neck is okay. Right?
Yeah, of course.
The neck is for sure fine. Again, let's look at the three points according to the three opinions.
Just at the top, just right over here. Don't go above your jawline.
Okay, so here that's pretty high. There's a cheekbone. Mm-hmm. According to this opinion, there would be a problem. Ah. According to this opinion, it's a problem. Mm. According to that opinion, it's not a problem at all. Oh. According to this opinion, it's not a problem at all. But we're supposed to be strict according to all of them. So that one,
if you trim the upper, that's not so. That could be problematic. Like just
here,
above
you can feel the bone.
Yeah.
You feel the bone right there.
Yeah, there.
So that.
Sometimes you have a beard, but it grows up above.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that is that. Could be a problem as well.
You shouldn't trim those. You let them grow.
So you have to just get a razor. No. That is a kosher approved razor.
Yes,
so now we should, everyone should, go home and check your razors. And if not, just dull them up. But I will send me an email. I will. There is one for sure that they said was fine. And so then I'll send it out to you. Okay, we'll stop it at that. So we didn't do any Gemara today, but we did something more practical and pragmatic. So Mirtz Hashem, we'll start the next Mishnah next week. Okay.